landscape surrounds me, flat and without content. It continues without any changed formations, and then falls flat down before a sharp horizontal line. The road has become a gravel path, twining through endless fields of grain. Several times it turns into circles, utmost impractical, downright pathetically meaningless in their design. My eyes focus on the horizontal line. I'm standing on the path, fully dressed. I can feel and see body parts, a wave of inner substance. Here it flows in a different way, steadier, balanced. The world is silent. I cannot hear one single sound, cannot smell one single scent, and I feel neither wind nor temperature. My feet move. They glide soundless across the gravel. More movement. The speed is increasing, faster. I feel elated, never out of breath. I follow the gravel path towards the horizon. This situation, these images seem familiar, a déjà vu that I cannot place. I run, I follow the world across the field, bound by force to the twining path. Somehow the field has turned into bare land, lawns trimmed just like golf courses. The path is now leading straight towards the open horizon. I follow the path straight through the green landscape. I manage to increase the speed even more. I am now moving athletically with a grace, which for me seemed to be impossible. The world is still. I keep following the path towards the horizon. The image is getting clearer. It rises from deep within. I am trying to grasp if here, now, right before me. Have I seen this before? Been here before? Felt its presence before? It comes into view as if it would burst up from out of the ground, and it blocks my entire field of vision. The image seems to become more complete, just as I remember it. The grove of oaks. I keep following the path, trying to find the glade and the haven that I know I have visited before. The image is getting clearer, more and more complete. The green plateau, surrounded by the sturdy trees. And there, right before me, suddenly arise three poles. I move closer, suddenly struck by a mixed feeling of emptiness and nostalgia. The image seems to be almost complete now. I am paralyzed and my eyes are focusing on the pole in the middle. The sound of children's laughter breaks the silence. The branches behind the poles start to swing as the whole world comes alive. All of a sudden, three little boys jump out from behind the trees where they had been hiding. They run across the plateau of grass towards the poles. Paralyzed, perfectly still. The boys have reached their goal and now they are climbing up the poles. I'm paralyzed and my eyes are focusing on the pole in the middle. The boys have now reached the top of the three poles. They look at each other and laugh. I am paralyzed and my eyes are focusing on the pole and the boy in the middle. They are now sitting on top of the poles like three gargoyles adorning the place, which was meant for them and only them of all the things in the image. They look at each other, laugh, look at me, and then laugh again. Paralyzed, perfectly still. They have suddenly stopped laughing and are now staring at me with big, empty eyes. Substances are pouring up within me. My nerve fibers are like tied knots. My mouth opens, but there is no sound. I have seen this before, and I could stage the whole sight. Several sharp edges of steel have arisen from out of the ground by the foundation of the poles. Must have lowered my eyes. I have not seen them before, I think. Or have I? They must have been there before. Probably. Perhaps. Always. 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 The boys suddenly let go and fall headlong down towards the deadly sharp edges.